We want to start this hour with the thing stopping so many in their tracks, the flu. The season could be among the worst in 15 years, according to federal health officials. It has similarities to the 2009 and 10 swine flu pandemic and is tracking like the 2014-15 flu outbreak, during which 34 million people got sick, about 710,000 were hospitalized, and there were 56,000 flu-related deaths. At least 37 children have died in today's outbreak, but that number could be double because of reporting. And what about Tamiflu? Many doctors say it doesn't work at all. Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. Dr. Schaffner, we've got to stop meeting this way.
Good to be with you, but not on this subject,
right.
I'm afraid.
And it feels like every time there is a bad flu season, we have to kind of remind people how serious it can get. Last week, one in 15 doctor visits in the U.S. were for symptoms of the flu. That's the highest level since the swine flu pandemic of 2009. Now, that was the H1N1 strain, which became a human virus. This year's strain, we thought, was H3N2. So start there. Is there more than one strain?
Well, there's more than one strain, and of course the flu virus can mutate. But the H3N2 strain, which is the dominant strain this year, actually produces more severe disease than did the H1N1 strain back then, particularly among older people, and we're discovering among millennials and also very young children. So it's not age-specific. It's an all-age virus.
Well, but officials seem surprised that while people over 65 have the highest hospitalization rates, and you just explained why, the second highest is people 50 to 64 age range. Why is that?
Well, those people are starting to accumulate underlying illnesses of the heart and the lung. There are smokers there. They have asthma. And so those people are more susceptible to the complications of influenza, pneumonia, for example, and hospitalization.
Well, we should underscore, people 50 to 64 are being hospitalized at triple the rate last season. So there's that caution there. Where are we in the season? Has it peaked?
It's peaked in some parts of the country, but in Middle Tennessee, where I am, we're going gangbusters with flu. So we're in for an influenza season that will go well into February and likely into March. So this is going to be a long and hard influenza season.
Well, California already peaked, but its hospitalization rate was four times higher than during the 2014-15 season. So they got hammered there. Okay, the flu shot. We know we've been told for several days now it's not too late to get one, but it takes 2 weeks for it even to get started.
You know, the flu shot is not perfect. It can't protect against all cases of influenza. But even if you get flu, your illness is going to be milder. You're less likely to get the complications. It is late, but it's not too late. But run, do not walk, to get your influenza vaccine and bring everyone in the family along with you.
Well, when you go this time around, call ahead because some places have run out. And what about Tamiflu? The makers claim it can end a flu case if you have one and prevent one if you've been near someone who has the flu. What's the science behind that?
Actually, Tamiflu can, if taken early, reduce the duration of the illness by a day, maybe half a day, but it can also make it less likely that you'll get the complications of pneumonia and have to be hospitalized. So that's particularly worthwhile for people who have underlying illnesses and those who are over age 65.
Well, but for everybody else, maybe going out to a doctor's office to get a prescription and be seen, you know, maybe it's not as worthwhile for just one day?
Well, call in if you have the flu. And remember, people with underlying illnesses, those are the ones we're most concerned about.
Yeah. You seem more positive about Tamiflu than others that we've read about.
Well, my emphasis is on people with underlying illnesses. And for them, we need all the protection and the prevention that we can get.
Can Tamiflu protect you from getting the flu for if someone around you has had it?
Yes, it can protect you from actually getting the disease. And when influenza is introduced into an assisted living facility or nursing home, the medical director will frequently give Tamiflu to everyone in the facility to prevent spread to other people who reside there.
Well, and again, they are more likely to have the underlying problems. And again, Tamiflu is disappearing, so know that as well. Dr. William Schaffner, infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University on this flu season. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you, and I hope everyone stays healthy.